For some art critics, to call a painter's work beautiful remains a subtle diss, a code for pleasing but shallow, and to call a work decorative is a complete slap in the face. Fred Tomaselli's work is decorative. It is also smart and provocative. Tomaselli's canvases are full of complex patterns of arcs and ovals and swirls, and he creates those patterns out of medicine, actual colorful pills by the thousands. Fred Tomaselli told us why he makes beautiful paintings. He didn't say how he got his hands on all the drugs.
This whole notion of pleasure and beauty in my particular milieu was probably one of the last taboos. I come out of punk rock, and punk rock was all about the ugly truth. Still a hostage. New kind of fascist. They're in West Germany. Being around a bunch of transgressive individuals, I felt that maybe embracing the pretty, the beautiful, the seductive was just a way of messing with people's minds. It almost started as a kind of a joke, but I found as I pursued it that I was really finding the kind of shapes and the kind of work that I really wanted to see, and I was really starved for it myself. I was starved for beautiful images because I wasn't seeing them. And I guess a lot of artists and musicians and writers tend to make the things they want to see or hear or read. And if they're not being made, you have to do them yourself. And so I wanted to basically make the things I wanted to see. I do tend to make my work very generous to the viewer, and that there's a lot of pattern and color and skill that seems to be apparent in the work. So I started embedding these pharmaceutical objects in my work. You know, pills themselves are sort of magic bullets. They contain all this potential power, and I like locking them in this sort of perpetual potentiality. And I guess what I wanted to do was, I do in some respects want to allow the viewer to lose themselves in the work, but I guess the pills were put in there, I guess I was sort of rearranging their use value. Instead of entering the bloodstream to affect consciousness, they entered through the eyeballs to affect consciousness. It was a different way of getting the viewer high, a safe way. When I'm looking at something that I think of as pretty, I look for pathology. And if I can find the pathology behind it, I usually find the beautiful.
Fred Tomaselli, punk rocker turned painter. Trey Kay produced our story.